Tonight it's my privilege with the moments that I have left to speak to you about the precious Holy Spirit. I want you to say this tonight. I need a ghost. A Holy Ghost. Say that again. I need a ghost. A Holy Ghost. Say it again. I need a ghost. A Holy Ghost. You see, if there's something I love about this church, if there's something I love about NXT and this next generation, is we're not hiding the Holy Ghost in the back room somewhere where nobody can see Him. We're loud. We're proud. We serve a good God. We're not ashamed to pray in the Holy Ghost. We're not ashamed of the Holy Spirit. We're not here to look nice and act nice. No. Hallelujah. My hallelujah sounded American there. I don't know what happened. We're not ashamed of the Holy Spirit, and it's about time for this next generation to arise in boldness in Jesus' name. It's time for us to stop praying in tongues only in church. It's time for us, when we bless our food in the restaurant, to say shakarabaha, thank you Jesus for this food, and bless everybody else's food to their body in Jesus' name. You see, I believe that's what's going to mark this next generation. That's what's going to mark you and me. Boldness, because it's a product of the Holy Spirit. See, when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, boldness begins to flow from you. I want to give you three things tonight. That praise God was very American. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to give you three things tonight that the Holy Spirit Himself gave me. I didn't find them on Google. But the Holy Spirit, and some of you are going to be checking it. But the Holy Spirit gave me three things. Three reasons why we need the Holy Ghost in 2022. I want you to write these three reasons down, and I want you never to forget them. And as I speak to you, and I've got only a couple minutes, I believe that the Holy Spirit is going to fall upon people, and people are going to be baptized in the Holy Ghost tonight with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Because when we look at the life of Jesus, Jesus did not step into ministry. Jesus did no miracles until He received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Do you know that? The Bible tells us in Luke in chapter 3, verse 21, that Jesus was baptized in the Jordan by John, and the Holy Spirit descended upon Him in a bodily form. And then a voice from heaven was heard saying, "This is my Son in whom I'm well pleased." Some of you need to hear that tonight. That's the same thing that God is saying to you tonight. That this is my dear son. That this is my dear daughter in whom I'm well pleased. But you see, Jesus did not do any miracles until that moment, until He received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The Bible then tells us in Luke chapter 4 and verse 1 that He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Say wilderness. And then we read throughout the scriptures in Luke chapter 4, the Bible tells us that Jesus fasted and He prayed. And He encountered the devil during that time, and He dealt with the devil. Say, deal with the devil. You see, when you get full of the Holy Ghost, you'll deal with the devil. And you'll put him on the run. So the Bible tells us throughout that, we see what's happening. He's encountering this. He's having an encounter. The devil's trying to take him out, and Jesus keeps hitting him with the word. Say the word. And all of a sudden, we get to the end. The Bible tells us then in Luke chapter 4 and verses 14 that Jesus returned into Galilee, or to Galilee, in the power of the Spirit. Say, power of the Spirit. And so we see something so significant that until that moment, there was no miracles. There was no blind eyes being healed. There was no deaf ears coming open. There was no preaching publicly. He was still just a carpenter's son. But the Bible then goes on to tell us in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 23, then Jesus went throughout Galilee, say throughout Galilee. Then Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in the synagogues, preaching about the kingdom of God, healing all that was sick and diseased. And so He stepped into His ministry, and here is the reality. Here is what I want to say to somebody tonight with the time that I have left, is you are called in 2022 to continue the work of Christ. You see, Christ set the standard for Christian living. That's what the Holy Spirit revealed to me, that Jesus Christ, He set the standard for Christian living. And if Jesus Christ could not do anything significant until He had received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, how much more do we need the baptism of the Holy Ghost? How much more do we need power from on high? How much more do we need a ghost? Say this, I need a ghost, a Holy Ghost. You see, when people simply skip over this because they don't want to offend anyone, you do know that tongues is an evidence of the Holy Ghost infilling, and tongues is a sign to the unbeliever that there really is a God. So we don't pray in tongues just in a back room. Yes, there must be order, but it is a sign, say a sign, that God is who He says He is. That He's not some fat little bald man at Mr. Price. Can you say amen? Amen. But that He is alive and well. And so when we skip over the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it's almost like we're looking Jesus straight in the eye and letting Him know, hey, Boza, we are better than you. Do you realize that? That it's basically you saying to Jesus, I don't need what you had. I don't need that. No, I'm good. I can live victoriously. And it's funny because the people that skipped over the baptism of the Holy Spirit because they're ashamed of it or worried about it, what everybody is saying, they're the ones that are defeated and blaming God about it. But God said, I will give you power from on high when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. And so in this hour, it is the Holy Ghost that makes the difference. This is why we need to realize that we are called to continue the work of Christ. And if it is that we're going to continue His works, we must have the same empowerment that He had. If you want to do the same works as Jesus, you have to have the same empowerment as Jesus. Can you say amen? We have to have that same Spirit. And the Bible says that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of you. But here's the call of Christ. He speaks unto us in John chapter 14 and verse 12. And this is where the standard gets set. Say the set the standard. Do you know what He says? He says, them that believe will do the same works that I do. And even greater works will they do. Why? Because I go to be with the Father. Understand something, next generation, every single one of you watching online, you are God's chosen instrument for such a time as this. You must be filled with the Holy Ghost so that you can declare that I'm set apart for such a time as this, that I'm here, I'm anointed, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, because as He is in heaven, so are we on this earth. And I'm here to continue His work. You see, He started it and we're called to continue it. So what are the works of Christ? You know, most of us will ask this question. What are the works that Jesus did? What are these works that He called us to? The Bible says in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8, for this purpose the Son of God was made manifest, glory to God, that He might destroy the works of the devil. So the call that's upon your life tonight in 2022, the call that is upon your life every single day until Jesus comes, is you're called to continue His works. What is His works? You're called to harass the devil. For this purpose, you are being made manifest in 2022 that you can continue destroying the works of the devil, because God is with you. You're not here to be average. You're not here to exist. You're not here to put up with the works of the devil. That friend that's struggling, that friend that's facing a situation, that friend that's depressed, you're not there to sit next to them and say, man, that's so bad. No, you're the answer on the scene. And you're there to destroy that work of the devil, because people are facing real situations. People are facing real attacks. People are facing real things that are being sent against them. And you're being made manifest in 2022 just to destroy that thing. You're being made manifest to destroy those works. You're being made manifest. You're not here to put up with them and to be okay with them. You're here to destroy them. Say that from your spirit tonight. I'm alive to destroy the works of the devil until Jesus comes. Now look at the friend next to you and say it to them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let that rise up on the inside of you, that you're not here to look at a paralyzed person and walk past them. No, you're on the scene to bring about the answer. I want this to come alive on somebody tonight. I want this to rise up on the inside of you tonight, that that is why you are alive. That is why you exist. That is why you're upon this earth as a son and a daughter of God. For the Bible says, them that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You're alive as an answer in 2022. Wherever you're watching right now, however you're encountering tonight, wherever you're tuning in, you are alive to be an answer in 2022. You're not here to put up with the works of the devil. You're not here to tell people, man, I'm so sorry. No, you're on the scene to bring about the answer. And tonight, something is changing. Tonight, something is stirring up in somebody's heart. Tonight, somebody is beginning to realize that I'm set apart for such a time as this, that this is my moment, that God has anointed me and ordained me for this very moment, not to be silent wherever I go, but to arise and to shine because I carry light in a dark world. If that's you, and if you're in this place, lift up both of your hands as a sign to God tonight and say this, God, here I am. Use me in this hour. Say it again. God, here I am. Use me in this hour. Use me as your vessel. Use me as your tool to destroy the works of the devil. Say that again. To destroy the works of the devil. In Jesus' name. And I want you already now for 30 seconds. Thank God. Thank God in your heart. Thank God out loud. Everything is changing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.